Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, retail will feature in my next conversation because we're here in Dundalk and our town team have been having a look at the town here of Dundalk. I'm delighted to welcome town planning expert Conor Skeen to the programme, as also to welcome retail consultant Eddie Shannon. Conor and Eddie have featured with us right across this series of Open for Business. Every time we've gone to, they've come as well. And what they do is they come down, they analyse it, they look at it from a number of different aspects, and then they report back here this morning. So, Conor, we might start with you. Dundalk, maybe give us some high-level stats about the infrastructure, etc.
Okay, well, the first one is that we're all here as imposters because this is not a town.
It's a city. Yeah.
And people can get very hung up about numbers of people, but at the end of the day, the physical layout of a place is what says whether something is a town or a city. So there's a grandeur to the layout of it, to the buildings, both everything from the big public buildings, the gorgeous courthouse, and those right down to the red brick smaller buildings at the edge. It's very well structured. In this case, the road systems has done the city a lot of favours, the way the bypass is so close to the town and yet in it, the way the motorway manages to provide a bookend to it, the quite grid-like layout to the town, the width of all of the streets, the quality of the urban fabric, the quality of the shops. So the physicality that's here is definitely of a city that would be in the normal European tradition of cities of a type you'd get in the middle of France or Germany. So
and
it's distinctive.
It's the seventh biggest urban settlement in the country, is that
seventh
right?
Biggest urban settlement and second largest town. No, as I say, it's easy to get lost in this business of the categorisation of what's a city and what's a town.
Well, you're talking to somebody from Kilkenny who's very vocal about it being a city.
Yeah,
though there's only 25,000 people living there.
Well, there's an expression that my wife loves to use about not getting in your own way. concerns about those kinds of things can cause places to get in their own way and overlook the qualities and the assets and the opportunities they have. This is an amazing bursting with opportunities.
Yeah, and let's look at some of the higher level stuff. So obviously it's well positioned between Belfast and Dublin. Mm. It's got another big town or city, whatever you'd like to call it, in Drogheda to the south. Mm. It's a place where you can see evidence that this was a big place where a lot of industry happened. It's got a port. It's got a lot of good things going for it.
It's the most extraordinary contradiction because some of the stats, if you want to call it that, about deprivation levels and unemployment levels are not great, but they're combined with a physicality that's just bursting with opportunity. So my own feeling is it's one of those places that has what we call in my business latency, which is the ability to quite quickly flip. It's got the opportunities. The County Council have done an amazing job of planning both Dundalk and its environs. All the land is zoned. You've got huge areas for enterprise. We've had big industries being attracted here. The East Coast is short of the kind of facilities that are now offered by Dundalk in terms of the ability to host large industries. So only has potential going forward.
Okay. Let's bring in Eddie Shannon, retail consultant and expert. Eddie, you were here for the day yesterday. Give us a flavour of how you got on.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's situated between Dublin and Belfast, but it needn't, from a retail perspective, be intimidated by either. I came across a fantastic shopping centre, Marshes. Cleanliness, great shops, great mix of shops, great window displays in there.
And this is located in town, so it's not a ribbon development, it's a shopping centre within the fabric of the town.
The town is quite condensed from a retail perspective. There's the hub around the courthouse, if you like, and then three spokes from that where the main shopping happens. So it's easy to find your way around it. And in finding your way around it, there's a great experience to be had because there's a lot of green space, a lot of trees and so on. But there are exceptional shops. And significantly, and probably for the first time on this tour, we found a town or a city with a great menswear offer. Like Tony MacDonald and the Pinstripe Punk bring something really special to the town. The Pinstripe Punk actually offers a bespoke service, a made-to-measure service. And then there are places like Diamonds Jewellers and Erte and Peter Mark, the exceptional expressions of good hair and beauty shops. There's a fantastic women's shop called Rapport with one of the best window displays I've seen in a long time. There's an intimate shop, a laundry shop called Ophelia. I know women find it very difficult to find good service in that space very often. There's a sort of a buy it in one of those big stores where a one size fits all, and as we all know, it doesn't. And then I came across one or two other interesting places. Roe River Books, great selection of books in there, nicely merchandised on tables and so on. The one thing I would say to them is put up your categories. It's difficult to find the biography from the cookery in there, but it's a superb shop. And there's a children's shop called Bumbles that deserves a special mention, just the way it engages its tiny customers with their window displays and so on.
In terms of vacancy, occupancy, is there a lot of places to let?
There are some, but those that are, for the most part, are well maintained.
Right.
And that was something that I found walking around the streets yesterday, was that there's a cleanliness about the place with one or two exceptions, but somebody is making a real effort and the green spaces are well maintained. So from a shopping perspective, this is a nice place to come. I would say it's a very nice place to live as well. There are coffee shops. There's a lot of other entertainment here, as well as just shopping. But the shopping is of a very, very high standard.
Yeah. Conor, in terms of opportunity then, for it sounds like the opportunity here is endless.
I personally think it is. I've been involved most of my life in bringing big new industries into Ireland, and these types of sites are becoming scarcer and scarcer, with a good residential population immediately adjacent to it, highly affordable housing, good
connectivity.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
Oh, it has it all. And I think there's a tide of working from home that's working its way up along the east coast of Ireland, and this is like that game you do in the playground where you hit the ball and it goes up and makes a ding. That's very close to the ding hitting.
Brexit is oft talked about in these parts because, you know, it's on the doorstep of border controls. But in a strange way, could you see Brexit being an opportunity for somebody like Dundalk?
It certainly keeps the pot on the boil. And even listening to the earlier conversations, nobody around here seems to take anything for granted ever. And I'm sure Eddie is more of an expert than I, but walking around, prices in shops are keenly cut because of the awareness of the fact that, you know, up the road there are different pricing structures available. So
yeah,
it keeps the place on the boil and means the place will remain competitive and attractive.
Yeah. Eddie, would you say, is there a price sensitivity here because of, I suppose, cheaper houses 10 miles away, that kind of thing?
I suppose there's a price moderation as much as there is a sensitivity, if you like. But I didn't see lots of shops on the edge of closing down in town here. Very few sales still hanging over from the summer. And that's a very good sign. New season merchandise in all of the shops. There's also quite a healthy charity shop presence here in the town. And again, I see the charity shops rising to the occasion. Good window displays, better merchandise, and now they're riding that sustainability circularity wave. And I think maybe it's time we stopped calling them charity shops.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, because they now have a very definite value proposition to offer in terms of sustainability.
Okay. Yeah. Last word to you, Conor. Ping in your game. This is a place that you'd be endorsing as a glass half full, certainly rather than half empty.
Filling fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Thank you to our experts, our planning and retail experts, Eddie Shanahan and Conor Skeen. Thanks for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.